The other thing, and you've also done work on this, is the issue of leukemia. Can you talk mm-hmm. about what we know about that and also that from the long-term perspective and the baseline age perspective?
Right. One of the other long-term consequences of chemotherapy is increased risk of leukemia. So we did a similar study, again, looking at the SEER Medicare database for the rates of leukemia in older women who were breast cancer survivors. In contrast to the very high rates of heart failure, actually found very low rates of leukemia. And there was about 0.5% increase in risk of leukemia for older women who got chemotherapy. So that actually was pretty, I think, reassuring data that while that risk is out there and it's real, that it wasn't vastly amplified, even in this older population of patients.
What about non-anthracycline adjuvant regimens? And a lot of people now have been talking about the TC, docetaxel cyclophosphamide regimen that Steve Jones reported and then published from U.S. Oncology. What are your thoughts about that regimen and just in general the possibility of excluding or not using anthracyclines?
Well, I think it's a very promising regimen, and I think that if the results of our study are validated in prospective studies, that having an option for non-anthracycline chemotherapy is wonderful. I don't think at this point that it's replaced anthracyclines, but I think it is another option. It's equally effective. And for patients that I perceive are at higher risk for developing heart failure or have other risk factors, it's something I would go to more readily now with my concern about long-term toxicities.